In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, if you'll remember the weekend before last, when the Pharisees came to Jesus and asked about the question of divorce, one of the points that I made out, that our Lord made, and that I underscored, was that the Mosaic covenant allowed for divorce because of the hardness of the hearts of the people, because of their sins. The Old Covenant did a great deal of things like that because, you know, of the consequences of the sin of Adam and Eve. The sin remained, and the effects of the sin remained, and so that had to be dealt with. And that is why, one of the reasons why St. Paul refers to the Old Covenant as a covenant of slavery. Not that, you know, God is evil and he's going to enslave these people, but because we are still enslaved to sin. And the Old Covenant does not take away that sin. It prepares for it to be taken away. The Old Covenant was a very good thing, but the New Covenant is better. Because in the person of Christ, not only are our sins atoned for, not only is the gates of heaven opened, but the effects of sin begin to be undone. Now, they'll only entirely be undone when our Lord returns in glory at the end of time. But they are atoned for, and they are begun to be undone, and that's why it is a covenant of freedom. Because we are able to be set free from sin and its effects. Something that the people of the Old Covenant longed for, and yet were not yet able to achieve because the sacrifice of Christ had not yet been made. This is why Christ is in fact, as our Gospel reading says, the sign of Jonah. Because, and we usually when we think of Jonah, what do we think of? We think of the whale. And that is certainly one of the meanings of the sign of Jonah, how our Lord was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights and came forth alive, just as Jonah came forth alive from the whale. But the other sign of Jonah is another reference to the story where Jonah begins to preach the word of God to the Ninevites, and they convert, and they turn from their sins. And that is exactly what has happened with Christ. People have heard the word of Christ, and they haven't, you know, just stayed in their sins and kept living the same way they did before. But the most hardened of sinners have turned from their sins and turned to Christ. And that is why one of the signs that, in fact, Jesus is who he said he was, the Son of God, that the hearts of the children will turn to their fathers and the fathers to their children, lest the Lord strike the land with a curse. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.